All right, Vanessa. We just recently had a conversation about someone, and this person was basically complaining about this person and what they do and how they do it. And we had a lot of thoughts that we couldn't say because it wouldn't have been received and just really wasn't the place. So it's more for us. The thing is, this individual has been doing things this way forever, ever since we've known them. It's how they operate, it's what they do. It's inconvenient, not done in the best way, and definitely ruffles feathers. But what we've learned in life is that it really makes no sense to expect people to act out of their character because people don't do that. We are who we are until we decide we don't want to be and change it. But if that's not happening, then we just are who we are. This is not just this person, everybody is like this. And it makes no sense to expect that they would behave any differently than they have been their whole lives and the whole time we've known them. What I need us to remember is that it can be challenging to handle people effectively. There's a reason why people who have this skill have way more opportunity. It's because people don't realize it and they don't care enough to do the work. But sometimes just even getting to the place where you're figuring out you need to do the work is a struggle. It was for us. So even when people behave the way they always do, and it's frustrating, or insert whatever emotion, it doesn't give us the right to put these unrealistic expectations on them. Because we look at it from our point of view of what if somebody was trying to do that to us? Trying to tell us how to be, what to do, and how to do it, which they do. And we don't care. We're just so solidified within ourselves that we do what we want. And we don't care what kind of ruckus it brings for others because we're always coming from a space of good intention. Or at least we try to mostly. Because don't forget, we're still human and we fuck up. But it's not fair to people to expect them to do shit they've never done before. And one of the core principles of Dale Carnegie is recognizing that people, we never see ourselves as the villain. We don't vilify ourselves. It takes a certain amount of self-awareness and harsh truth to admit to oneself that you are doing villainous things, let's say, because nobody ever thinks they're the villain. We know it's true. We practice it in real life. We've literally had many conversations with people trying to explain to them this concept, and they don't get it. They don't get it. Because what do? They say, oh, when have I done that? And then you name examples, but every example you name, they've got an excuse for it. There's always something. You know? In the book, Dale Carnegie references these quote-unquote criminals and how they never accept their villainous role. Instead, there's a reason. He talks about somebody who said he's a kind soul, he wouldn't hurt anybody, and the world's against him. Something to this. We're fumbling it, but this is the heart of what is in the book. And this is coming from a person who just ruthlessly shot and killed cops for coming up to his window to ask him for ID. And there's a few more examples like this, and it's true even to this day. Villainizing people and their actions doesn't make them realize that that's what they're doing and that that's who they are because they don't see themselves in that light. And the more you try to push that narrative onto people, the more they fight to cling to their pride. Because nothing is worth more than that to people. Because when you disrespect their pride, that's when crazy shit can happen. Because it's all we got. So, like he says in the book, if criminals can't even admit this truth, what makes us think that normal people that basically are good are going to ever admit their faults in this way? They're not. We realize that now. We've just learned to be pretty real with ourselves and allow others to be real with us. And even then, we don't always agree with them. We're just figuring out how to have that middle ground and see things from a higher perspective so that all parties involved can benefit in some way. That's our goal, Vanessa. So we know that this doesn't work, and this is how everybody around us we've seen does things. You just point the finger, but when it comes to you got no accountability, and nothing you do is wrong because you always got an excuse for it. So, if you want people to shut down and not be cooperative with you, Vanessa, that's what you do. You just vilify them and judge them from your own measly small perspective and don't even consider them and what they're going through and who they are and how they see the world. But we don't do things like that anymore, bitch. I'm just reminding us. The reason we don't is easy. We need to be able to handle people effectively for ours and all highest good only. Even more than this, we do a huge disservice to people when we push our expectations onto them because we give them no room, no grace. To add to the overall issue at hand. This person that people were talking to us about is an interesting person. They do a lot of handling people principles incorrectly and proudly. But they have a solid heart of gold, and they're there for people. They're there for us all the time, very easily. And we have found that our relationship with them has blossomed into something we never knew it could, simply by following these rules of handling people and not trying to bulldoze everyone with our beliefs and perceptions and ideas. Because we don't know everything. I know our human self likes to get real arrogant a lot and think that we do. But we don't. And we would do well to remember this. They're not bad people. They're not a bad person. They just don't know how to deal with people. Welcome to the world of humans. Not many of us do. Literally, our whole life we grew up hearing, oh, we don't know about people. You can't figure them out. There's no manual. We don't come with manuals. Well, that's wrong. It's wrong. There are manuals. There are ways to do it. We've had to flounder about to figure it out. And luckily for us, there's those who came before us who knew better, who cared more, who cared enough to leave these principles for us to use. And now we know better. And we just gotta operate like we do. And remembering this is crucial because maybe their perspective isn't what we like, let's say. Maybe we disagree. Maybe we violently disagree. It doesn't change the fact that these people, this specific individual, can add value still to us and the situation at hand. Because we cannot control people, and we're done trying to do that shit. We don't play that game anymore. Our only play is making sure we're doing for us all we can first. And then going out in the world, making sure we're doing things for ours and all highest good only, not deliberately trying to hurt others in any capacity. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it's necessary. Mostly, though, we're figuring out how to work with people, not change them, not make them into something that we feel is better. Who are we to say? Yeah, we've known this person our whole life, but we weren't there for a long time. And they were here doing shit. Maybe it's incorrect, regardless. To think that they haven't learned a thing or two is insane. And to assume that we only know best is insane. Because it's not our life, it's theirs. And the beginning of our life has taught us this. Doesn't matter how much effort and time and energy we put into people. In the end, they do what they want. So we need to learn how to roll with the punches, and we're figuring it out. But just because they do things incorrectly, let's say, doesn't mean that they don't have something to bring to the table. It doesn't mean that the way they're seeing the world and doing things doesn't have any value or substance. It could. Maybe they could tweak things here and there. But they don't have to. We've just taken it upon ourselves to be the leader of our lives and do our best to be a leader in all situations without infringing on the rights of others, which is a very challenging place to be most of the time. But eventually we'll get real good at this, so we just need to remember that. And these people that were complaining to us or venting, whatever, they had all these ideas of what this person should be doing. Well, here's my biggest pet peeve is having ideas on what they should do with their fucking monies and how they should do it. We hate that now. We fucking hate it. Because A, we, Vanessa, literally have goals of just spending money frivolously when we get to that financial place. Because this could be a video game. Nothing could be real. So why fucking be anal about finances? We're choosing to be financially literate, figure out how to accumulate a bunch of it, but not at the expense of everything else. More than that, we're learning how to just live in this state with the monies we got. And that's a fucking challenge that we're getting better at. And B, who fucking cares? It's their money. They earned it. We have no fucking right to tell them what to do with it. Expect them to do something with it. You got your own fucking money. Do it then. And especially when they're not sitting on gold mines, what the fuck do they know? But they got all these ideas and they're judging and doing that thing humans do. That we also do, because we're human too. And we're not perfect at all. And we're so far from our goal of who we want to be, but we're making strides every day. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter how small, just keep moving forward. But what's particularly annoying about this is that these same people that complain and act like children, I'll say, to teach them a lesson, only stress themselves out further, only rile themselves up for no reason, because this person doesn't care what they think of them either. They just do what they do. And I'll tell you something, Vanessa, they always figure it out. Anytime people around here want to try to stop them or punish them, they figure it out. And they do it. They still do it. And good for them. That's how it should be done. I know we catch a lot of shit for doing this now because people just, they don't expect it of us. And oh well, you can expect it now, motherfuckers. This is what people do. You can do all you can to try to stop and control and keep people where they are, but it's their choice in the end. It's the only choice that matters is theirs. It's their life, their decisions, their consequences, or their glories, their wins. And it's just not the effective way to do things. We need to give people the permission of the freedom that's already theirs, freedom of choice, free will. Because we would never want anybody trying to take that away from us. Not ever again. Not now, not ever. We're not all supposed to be doing the same thing in the same way. At the same time, that's not how this place works. We all have specific things that we come here to do. We all have specific skills that we can do better than anybody else and different than anybody else. We all have purpose if we want to. And even if we don't, it's still our own life. And we can either steer the course for ourselves or allow others to do so. Or don't do anything. Only one of these options gets us to our goals successfully. And more important than that, makes the journey worth it because you're doing it for you. And people, we've learned, especially how we used to be, so comfortable giving everybody ideas on what they should do and how they should be. Yet, they can't even steer their own fucking boat. That shit's crashing just like ours. Just like theirs. So what the fuck do they know? Nothing. And we're so extremely passionate about this, about just taking the reins of our own life, refusing to allow others to control that in any fucking way, that we will not dare do that anymore to people. Because when we do, we've cursed ourselves and we will immediately face backlash, as well we should. Because the only person we need to be telling what to do and how to do it and what's best is us to us. That's it. Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Doesn't affect us. And when it does, we have enough skills and tools to transmute the energy in our favor. And all that means is it's for ours and all highest good only. And we know it works. We know it's true. Dale Carnegie's principles fucking work. As crazy as it seemed in the beginning, they work. And this individual in particular, I've seen a dramatic change. And our relationship is nothing like how their relationship is to everybody else around here. Do they still get on my nerves? Of course. Just like I get on theirs. That's humans for you here on Earth. But overall, it is a far more harmonious bond that we've got going because we cared enough to put forth that effort and change ourselves. Face the ugliness that is us. And have grace with that as we change. Because change doesn't come overnight. Not for us, at least. That shit takes fucking years. So to expect instant change from everybody else because of what we want and what we think is ignorant and a waste of fucking time. And energy. Time and energy we don't have to waste anymore. So we just need to remember this. When leading ourselves crosses an intersection of other people who don't want to cooperate, we need to double down on our principles, on handling people, and figure out what the best solution is for all parties involved. And more often than not, make sure the other person receives more benefit than us up front. Because we will get what's ours. And we don't need to get it from them. There's an infinite power who will pay us back. Perfect time, perfect way. And as long as we believe it with unwavering faith, it's a done deal. So we don't need to pressure and force and stress other people out to try to accomplish what we want or what we think is best. We know what's best for us. That's it. That's it. We are the sole leader of us. We're the only one we can change and control all the time. Every time. And it makes no sense to put that shit on to everybody else because we would not like that at all. Nobody likes that, and nobody likes those people. So we're not doing that anymore. We operate different now. And it's a lot because we've just assumed a role that is so much more intricate than we ever could have known. And it's funny because we think about this and now we realize why for so long we just refuse to take responsibility. It's because it's a fucking pill. And nobody else really is out there doing it. And when you try to help others, it becomes even more problematic. And you've got to do it with care and intention and so much work and effort. And you get all the burdens all the time. But guess what, bitch? Nobody told us to do this. Nobody asked us to assume leadership in our lives, thus making it available to everybody else that we encounter and see and love. And we will not take this role if it means trying to fuck everybody up with what we think is best and right. Because we don't fucking know. All we can do is help lead people to make their own decisions. Because only they really know what's best for them. They don't feel like they do because they just don't practice it. It's a skill. You gotta work at it, or you don't know how to do it, and you lose it. And it's hard to start when you haven't done it, because you've never done it. But it's not our responsibility to take over people's lives and tell them what to do and how and when and where. We're not doing that anymore. It's a toxic way, that way. Because we'll get resentful and angry, and we rob the other person of discovering their own truth for themselves. And there's nobody more productive and more enjoyable to be around than people who have come to their own terms of what they need and what's going to benefit them by just us helping. By asking questions, figuring out who they are, what they want, what they like, what they need. And help leading them through a thought process where we have zero control over what they decide. Those people fucking flourish as well they should because they've earned it. That's just a little way of incorporating that part of our brain that gets dopamine and makes us feel good and want to take on the world and be confident and trust ourselves more. And that's the space we need to be. Because we're not taking everybody's burdens anymore. We're just being the supportive rock they can depend on. And they need it. But the decisions are their own. And it doesn't matter what we think. This is why Jesus spoke in fucking riddles. Because we can't do your life for you if you're not us. You get that, Vanessa? We cannot make people do things. Because in the end, it's their choice. And they're going to do whatever they want. Whether we agree or not. Whether we like it or not. And it's not our problem or responsibility. It's theirs. And as long as we've done our part, genuinely, with compassion and love, that's all we need. Then we just go back to controlling our own lives and ourselves. We get that control freak come out of us. Great. Look in the fucking mirror and tackle that shit. So that's the only person who's gonna really benefit from all of our expectations of ourselves. Everybody else, we need to let them be who they are and give them grace and space to figure it out and not tell them who they are and what they need. Just allow them the privilege of being human on this fucking planet. Reminding them that they have full control of themselves only. And that it's not our choice in the end. We're just here for support and love. And whether they win or lose, we'll be here. But we're not doing it for them. Therefore, we're not telling them what to do or forcing them to do it or trying to manipulate in a gross way. Because we will not infringe on the rights of others. Because we don't want that. We will not allow that of ourselves. So we're not going to do that to other people. When we do, we will face fucking karma immediately. Because that's not the way we operate anymore, Vanessa. This world is fucking complicated enough. We don't need to be taking everybody's burdens and doing all their work for them for so many reasons. We take care of ourselves and control ourselves. And we just assist in the best ways possible with everybody else, reminding them that it's their choice in the end. And they will face consequences, whether it's positive or negative is up to them. But we're not going to sit here and act like we know better and be judgy and petty, talking about useless shit about how they could do this or they should do that and they're this and they're that. Who cares? It's their life. And unless that conflicts with who we're trying to become and be, unless that interferes onto our path, it's not our problem. It's not our business. And we can stand down and not get that emotionally involved. And just come from a space of unattached, unconditional love and support. Because that will do way more benefit than trying to force something that might only apply to us. So, remember that. Keep leading with this in mind. And remember that even the craziest of crazies can add something of value, a new perspective, a new thought, a new idea. And even if none of that, we're not in the business anymore of just making them feel worse than they probably already do. Because we're all out here fucking struggling, acting like we're not. And we just don't want to add to that fucking chaos in a negative way anymore. We want to be intentional and genuine and as supportive and loving as we can be while unattached. So, lead with that. Remember it. Keep reading that Bible of yours. And then remember, we're all doing our best, even when it feels like we're not, even when our best is shit. We've been there. We still feel like we're there at times. We all go through it. There's no point to add more fucking turmoil and stress and negativity onto shit. It's already shit. So keep that in mind, and we'll be back again.